Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We move on to the quarterfinal stages of the Players' Championship in Minehead. So we're down to the last eight and the big players are still in the competition, or plenty of them anyway. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is former Sky Sports commentator John Gwynn. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thanks, Mark. Yes, enjoying life and enjoying retirement. But the darts, well, they carry on at a very, very high standard, don't they?
They do. It's been good again as the Players' Championship. We're obviously warming up towards the World Championship in a couple of weeks' time as well. So the big players need to be playing well. And what we're seeing here, John, is that there's still plenty of them in this competition. The likes of Van Gerwen, Taylor, Van Barneveld, Gary Anderson, Andy Hamilton, they're all still in there and still with a big chance. So how much does that matter going into the World Championships? They have to get their form right, kind of thing.
I think to these players it matters a lot. I think penultimate tournament before those World Championships is, in a way, all the more important because of that. And building up, they look at the World Grand Prix in Ireland in October, the William Hill Grand Slam in November, this on the cusp of November, December, as a gradual build up to the big one, the World Championship, and obviously this is the penultimate stage, and the players who are still in it will be hopeful of going to the Alexandra Palace with a title under his belt.
Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll go through the four quarterfinals and then we'll have a quick spin through the outright betting as well, so John can tell us who he thinks will go on to win the tournament this time, because the way it works is we have the quarterfinals on Sunday afternoon and then we have the semi-finals and the final on Sunday evening. So it all happens in one day. It's going to be a good day. And we start in the first of the quarterfinals. It's at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's Michael Van Gerwen against Wes Newton. Van Gerwen produced a thrilling comeback to beat Adrian Lewis 9-6, averaging 107 in the match, and won the last six legs without reply. He's 2-9. Wes Newton beat Steve Beaton 9-3. It's been a good week for Wes Newton as well. He had the birth of his second son in the early hours of Monday morning, so he'll be on a high, and he's 3-1 to win the match. Who do you expect to win the first quarterfinal, John?
Well, I would expect Van Gerwen to justify those odds when he's really at his best, and he certainly was against Lewis in difficult circumstances, 6-3 down. Against Adrian Lewis at the moment doesn't augur well, but he won the vital 10th leg and then went on from there and just picked his game up and was quite magnificent, as you said, 107 average in the end. And therefore, that kind of form and the sort of zip that he'll have got from that comeback, I think will stand him in good stead against Wes Newton, who's having a good tournament. But so often we see Wes have good tournaments up to the quarterfinals and then faltering. And I just feel that Wes probably reaches the peak of his game, and we've yet to see him really push on from there onto the next level. He almost did it when he got into the Premier League and didn't disgrace himself. But in the end, of course, he was one of the dropout players of the 10. And that illustrates what I'm really saying, is that he just can't quite find that little bit extra to take his game onto that next level that makes him a real threat to the people. To people like Van Gerwen and Taylor and Lewis, etc. So I'm going to take Van Gerwen to win this one. I don't think that Wes Newton will be earning any more pennies from this tournament to buy his son, who incidentally was going to call Isaac. But of course, Isaac Newton, the lad would have come in for it, wouldn't he, through his life. And they've decided to christen him Zach, which I think is rather nice, which is short for Zachariah. But I think Zach's nice, Zach Newton.
Was he really going to call him that?
Yes, yeah. I'm serious. they considered calling him Isaac. Okay. They like the name, but realised, of course, it is a remarkably famous name, isn't it? And historically, and there'd have been a lot of apples dropping on lots of heads, I think.
Yeah, he'd have had quite a bit to live up to, wouldn't he, being called Isaac Newton?
Yes.
What kind of score would you predict in this game, John?
Well, what are they playing now? They
come to first to nine still.
First to nine still. Yeah. I will be, yes. Yeah, nine. I would say 9-4.
Okay, 9-4 then. That's priced up at 6-1 this morning as we record this. On to the second quarterfinal then. Ian White against Andy Hamilton. Ian White is in his first major quarterfinal after beating Terry Jenkins 9-2 in the second round. Andy Hamilton beat Brendan Dolan 9-3. He had that miracle comeback in the first round against Justin Pipe, if you remember as well. So he's in good form. And it's 5-4 for White and 4-7 for Andy Hamilton. How do you see this one going, John?
Well, this has got the makings of an outside victory. Andy Hamilton, yes, he did come back remarkably in that previous game, but he's up against one of his best buddies. They both live in the Potteries. Ian White's actually a Cheshire man, but he's moved to the Potteries, which is only down the road, and plays all his darts alongside Andy Hamilton in that particular neighbourhood. They know each other so well. It's not going to be easy for them, therefore, in that sense. But we see that a lot, don't we? We see players who know each other well go up, and we've got another one coming with Anderson and Pipe. But I think Ian White is so often underestimated. He's really come on in leaps and bounds since he moved to the PDC, and certainly in the last 2 years to 18 months, he has come on in leaps and bounds. Now, Andy Hamilton is a solid player, we all know, and is a difficult man to beat. Lovely guy as well. But I just have a feeling that the value is with Ian White here, and I'm going to take Whitey to win this one by 9-7.
Okay, 9-7 in favour of Ian White, then that is 8-1 this morning, so nice bit of value if that one comes off. On to the third of the quarterfinals, then. This is Gary Anderson against Justin Pipe. Gary Anderson beat Yella Klaassen 9-5 to progress to the quarterfinals. Justin Pipe beat Jamie Caven 9-4, so both players got through to this round in relatively comfortable fashion. Anderson is 4-7 and Pipe is 5-4. Who comes out on top here, John?
Again, there's the potential here for the outsider. 5-4 can be called an outsider, but you know what I mean. The underdog to come through. It is only potential because Gary Anderson's doing well, but he admits, and this is what I find hard to understand. Gary Anderson said that he battled, he won a playing ugly in his previous round match, and he said he would rather lose playing well than win playing badly. Now, that is something that absolutely amazes me, because any dart player would say I would rather have that W alongside my name, irrespective of the weakness of the performance, than a glittering average like Adrian Lewis's 110 against Taylor in Wolverhampton and losing. And that is a facet of Gary Anderson that is difficult to comprehend. And he said, Justin and I know each other, we'll have a good laugh, we'll enjoy it. But I'm not sure that Justin will see it quite the same way. I don't think Justin has ever gone into a game against anybody. He wouldn't go into a game against his mother and have a good laugh. And so, smashing though Gary is, great lad. I do think that he needs that glue through his game. That's something to hold his game together. Other than we'll have a good laugh, other than I'd rather lose playing well than win playing poorly. And maybe that's a facet, as I say, that he needs to address. And maybe it's one of the reasons why he hasn't been as successful as he ought to have been with the talent that he has. I'm actually going to take Anderson to win this in the end. I do think that he has that extra gear that Pipe finds difficult to often find. He does now and again. But it's not going to be easy for Gary. I'll take him to win 9-6.
Okay, 9-6 then to Gary Anderson. That's priced up at 7-1 this morning. And on to the final of the last of the quarterfinals. And we finish with a humdinger. Raymond van Barneveld against Phil Taylor. We've got so much history between the two. Van Barneveld was taken all the way to a deciding leg in beating Robert Thornton in the last round. Phil Taylor, business as usual for him. He's back to his best, isn't he? He beat Peter Wright 9-3, averaging 107.85. It's 9-2 for Barney to win this, and Taylor is 1-8. I mean, that's short enough, but do you still think Taylor will come out on top?
Well, 5 years ago, the whole world would have wanted to watch this. This afternoon, it's not necessarily the best game on the programme because it's so long now since Barney really severely tested Taylor and beat him, in fact. So, yes, it's almost, to me, I have to say, a foregone conclusion. Taylor now has the measure of Barney once and for all. The only way I feel that Barney can win this is by getting in front by three legs and then just playing his normal game, holding his throw, and so getting that vital break of throw first. And it is important in a best of 19, best of 17 rather, to win the throw, because effectively you've already got a break in your to your advantage, not having to win by two clear legs. All you have to do is hold your throw through the contest. Easier said than done, but it's better than having to break, that pressure of having to break. So in a way, the bull is vitally important. Less so in court tournaments where you have to win by two clear legs, a la World Match Play, or in tournaments where it goes beyond into a tie break, a la World Championship. That is important. But I still think even if Barney won the throw, Taylor at the moment has the measure of him, and I'm taking Taylor to win this 9-4.
Okay, 9-4 then to Phil Taylor. That's 11-2 on the betting this morning. Right, so that's the quarterfinals. That's who John expects to go through. So we'll move on now to the outright betting, because we've got an idea who John thinks will go through to the semi-finals. Who do you actually think will go on to win it, though, John? We've got the Taylor priced up at 8-13. Van Gerwen is 3-1. Anderson 12s. Hamilton 16s with Newton and Barney. It's 25-1 for Pipe and 28-1 for Ian White.
Well, I think this is destined to be a Taylor-Van Gerwen final, and I think, therefore, fittingly, the last tournament before the World Championship may be a dress rehearsal for that. Certainly a repeat of last year's World Final, though on a much shorter basis, and a match play basis rather than set play. But I can't see anybody stopping Taylor. I believe that he will reach the final without too much discomfort. And I think that Van Gerwen is the more likely winner of that half of the draw. And therefore, I'm going to take it to be Van Gerwen and Taylor in the final. And Taylor to win the final against Van Gerwen. If Van Gerwen were to win against Taylor, or even win the tournament, should Taylor not get to the final, win the tournament anyway, it would reignite that Taylor-Van Gerwen rivalry that is just beginning to dim, in the same way that the Taylor-Barney rivalry dimmed after Taylor gave him a few good hidings, or certainly a few beatings. So it is important, I think, more for Van Gerwen to do well in this tournament and win it than it is for Taylor, though I do believe Taylor will end up lifting the trophy.
Okay, Taylor to eventually lift the trophy, then it would be a great final if it was Taylor against Van Gerwen, because, like you say, it is starting to dim a little bit. Van Gerwen's just had a little bit of a wobble, hasn't he, the last couple of months, where he went through that stage where he looked like he was going to be unbeatable, and then just last couple of weeks or months, probably, he just not quite looked as imperious, has he? So, like you say, it will be more important to Van Gerwen than Taylor.
Absolutely, Mark, and half the world will be wanting Van Gerwen to win it and go into those World Championships later this month with that under his belt, in the same way that he did last year with the World Grand Prix title and runner-up in the Grand Slam, and give himself a real boost of confidence. And what a boost to his confidence it would be were he to beat Phil Taylor in this Cash Converters Players' Championship final.
Yeah, it would be good. It would certainly set it up nicely for the World Championships in a couple of weeks as well. And that's when we'll speak to you again next, John. Thank you very much for speaking to us for this one. Enjoy your afternoon today, and we'll speak to you again in a few weeks' time.
Okay, Mark, and good luck, everyone. Enjoy your darts.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.